I'm a guy that always wants to be out there on the field, and you know, I've been doing a lot of things, just not able to really go against the defense, but doing all the walkthrough things and a lot of the drills. So they're just kind of easing me into it, being cautious and knowing that, you know, the season's really when I want to be 100%, not right now.
You know, after the draft I interviewed you, you said that they hadn't talked to you about a position. Is it a little bit clearer now that you're here at Continuity X?
Yeah, I think it's somewhere in the middle three. You know, again, they haven't really, you know, it's not really like they want you to play an exact position. You know, I think just kind of learning all three in the middle and trying to help the team wherever I can.
What exactly is the injury, and are you, you know, certain that by time, you know, training camp and all, you'll be 100% for sure?
So I have a Lisfranc injury, which is I tore a ligament in my left foot. And I did it December 1st in the SC Championship game, and I'm 100% sure I'll be back by the season. You know, the only question is, will I be able to do any full-speed stuff in OTAs? You know, it's about a 4 to 5 month injury, and I'm about exactly 4 months right now. So, you know, that's why it's the timeline is the way it is. And, you know, I just have a bunch of hardware in there, and they don't want it to break or anything by going too early. But as far as long-term, you know, it's not anything to be alarmed about.
Have you thought about how good this line could be with, obviously, Jake Long, a former number one and overall pick, and Saffold moving to the right, and Scott Well, the veteran Pro Bowl type guy, and you added to the mix just what this line could do when it all comes together and see what it looks like?
Absolutely. You know, I haven't even met the guys yet, but I've heard great things about them, and I'm looking forward to meeting them and looking forward to learning a lot from them, you know, because I know there's a lot of veterans on the team and on the line especially, and some guys that I can learn a ton from. So can't wait to meet them, and really can't wait to just come to work every day trying to learn and get better.
I'm sure you didn't know much about the Rams. You had other things going on in college. But once you got drafted, how quickly did you jump on the internet and try and catch up to speed with who your teammates were going to be, et cetera?
Definitely a lot. You know, the first thing I looked at was I looked up my number because I was 75 at Alabama. And, you know, that was the first thing I looked up. It was retired here, so that was one negative. But obviously would never try to infringe upon that after I learned about exactly who had the number. You know, I definitely have been doing a lot of research and just trying to learn as much as I can and get kind of accustomed to the city. And so far, I really love it. You know, it seems like a great place and a great place to live and maybe one day a great place to raise a family.
Is there a little crossover between Nesmeyer's offense as far as terminology to Schottenheimer's?
There's definitely some crossover. You know, I think, as expected, it's a little more complicated here and, you know, a lot more detail. But there's definitely, as far as concepts, especially with the more one-back things we do here, which we did a lot of one-back things at Alabama, there's a lot of carryover as far as principles.
Have you thought about the, you know, the NFL? You know, you could have a good season and go 9-7 and lose 7 games. You probably didn't lose 7 games in like 4 years, right? Think about that?
Yeah, I think I lost 5 games in my 4 years of starting. So, yeah, I have thought about that, and that's definitely something that's weird probably. But I'll probably just have to adjust as it comes, you know. I think everybody in this building doesn't want to lose any games, you know, and so that's really all I can ask for is to be in a competitive environment and a team that wants to win, and I think I found that.